So I want to move on to HER2 positive metastatic disease, but first to finish up on HER2 negative. Andy, we gave you two papers to talk about, and Dr. Hoffman again asked a couple questions relevant to those papers, which is, what's the true difference in efficacy between paclitaxel, docetaxel, and nab-paclitaxel? Besides those rare patients for whom pre-medications are a problem, what's the justification for the huge price difference when efficacy is not hugely different? Exactly how important is it in the investigator's mind is steroid pre-medication? What percent of patients are having problems with their pre-medications? Bottom line is, what's the role of NAB? And we asked you to talk about two papers in that regard. Can you go through those?
To try to give an evidence-based answer to the questions about the difference between the taxanes, that is cremaphore-based paclitaxel, nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, and docetaxel, the best we can do is point to, at least for nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, phase 2, randomized phase 2 data from Bill Gradishar. And here, it was intriguing to me that schedule seemed to be more important than agent, that is weekly nab-paclitaxel, given at two different dose levels, 100 or 150 milligrams per meter squared in a 3-week on, 1-week off schedule, was significantly more active than the Q3-week administration of the same drug or the Q3-week administration of docetaxel at 100 per meter squared. With respect to the cremaphore-based paclitaxel and nab-paclitaxel arm, we certainly do have one randomized trial, albeit comparing Abraxane to a paclitaxel regimen that most would now deem obsolete, that is the Q3-week administration. So as many questions have been answered, there are certainly many unanswered questions. I think the CLGB first-line metastatic trial that Hope Rugo will lead, comparing weekly cremaphore-based paclitaxel to weekly nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel to ixabepilone, all with bevacizumab, will go a long way to addressing those differences and similarities. We have actually completed accrual to a randomized phase 2 trial led by Memorial Sloan Kettering, where 209 women have been randomized to different schedules of nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, one arm receiving a 260 milligram per meter squared dose every 3 weeks, another arm receiving the same dose on a dose-dense Q14-day schedule, and then the third arm receiving 130 per meter squared weekly without interruption, all with bevacizumab. And we're waiting for those data to mature.